Thanks for listening to the Revival Today podcast with evangelist Adalys Shuttlesworth. To stay connected, check us out on Facebook and Instagram or online at revivaltoday.com. Now, here's evangelist Adalys.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is the Adalys Shuttlesworth podcast for all of my Latin American friends.
All right, remind me of this. I stopped at Mike Vitalich. Just hitting the request button now. I'm going through every single one of my, on my account, on my Cash App account. I need some merch, ladies and gents. I need some merch. Okay? So I am, right now, I'm currently on my Cash App.
Don't.
Requesting $25.
Do not do it.
You need to do your part.
Do not.
Do if it. You are on my phone, you're about to receive a request.
A sweatshirt costs $400.
It's not true. It's $250. It is $400 because I'm about to split that up.
It's way more
and get
than what
Courtney,
I would pay for
my girl Courtney, who spearheaded this movement. She has all the right. You know what? She was on the Lord's Day when she was like, "I want Kanye merch, but I don't want to pay Kanye price." That's what she said, and I said, "You know what? Correct. You're onto something." And I felt the wind of the Lord backing it up. And I was like, that's it.
Did you really?
I'm going to send these requests. Mm-hmm. She sent these requests to all of her fake friends. And she got $2.
$2. That's true.
She's not going to make a dent. How is she going to wear her Kanye sweater? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. I'm sorry.
You don't even know.
Jesus is King. Sunday service hat. If that's you, go ahead, Courtney.
Please don't
get on that Cash App. I'm just
going to
tell you right
cause.
Now, go on my Instagram and get on my Cash App.
Just don't.
$25 increments solamente.
Here it is. I can't believe you actually sent me a request.
I did. Can you just send me $250 and just be done with this?
I'm going to charge you. Actually, I'm going to deny you. Decline this request and I am going to request $100 from you. For wasting my time.
Joel, I cannot believe he denied my request. He declined it?
Please decline.
See, Yana even got it.
Oh my
Evangelist
God.
Yana, that's interesting because I didn't get the thing. Look at that. Michael Vitalich, thank you so much.
No.
Thank you so much. And Jay requested $100 in its stead.
Yeah, that's what I just did. Wow. Thanks,
Mike Vitalich,
Jay.
You're the man. Me thank you so much.
Oh, the same. Wavelength.
That's all that I will say about this. Send me a request. I have Cash App. Missy McConaughey, what's your Cash App number?
Missy,
I'm gonna be wearing my Kanye sweater and you're gonna be like, I did that for her. I know you have $250. I cannot believe you're gonna be that stingy.
I'm not giving you any of my Cash App money. Not even a penny. Not even a dollar.
What? Yeah, you don't want me to glorify our king?
No, I can make you a
Jesus
t-shirt.
Jesus is king? Shut up, ba, ba, ba. Huh?
I can make you a sweatshirt for $100 and I'll write Jesus is king and it'll look just as good. It might be even higher quality.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Yana, you're just giving me money so that I can buy Kanye merch. You know, I think best case scenario, Courtney, we would have my $250 for the sweater, but then extra. Isn't the Lord our God a God of abundance? Isn't that right? He supersedes our needs. Glory. So I would get the sweater and the hat.
Okay, now you bug
That's
me.
What I would do.
Anyway, listen, I just wanted to come on the podcast real quick just to announce that we have today, starting today, and this is November 4th, 2019. We have launched our Mighty Series, website. We've launched themightyseries.com. Fresh new content. We have fresh merchandise. We have a blog for parents. So this is for all of you people that are listening. If you are looking for a place for resources in parenting, maybe a different set of eyes on what it is that you're dealing with. We have a blog that's posted up today. Actually, we have three, but the second and third one is about fear and anxiety within a child, and then the last one, the most recent one that I've posted, is the You Are Chosen one, which lots of people, and I've heard it all of my life, have been saying that it's really not a great time to raise children because Jesus is coming back. And, you know, it's just that one scripture that says, woe it is to a mother who's nursing.
Yeah.
You know, they use that scripture like, hey, oh my gosh, it's just going to be terrible times. But we've been chosen. We've been handpicked, and we have the fingerprint of God.
He saved the best wine for last.
Well. And so it should be something that you're excited and something that you should feel proud of, raising kids in this time. Albeit, yes, it's a very dark time. It's a very
perverted time.
Perverted, yeah. It's but where sin abounds,
there
the grace of God
that much more abounds.
So so you should feel excited. You should feel very excited.
I'm excited that my kids get to live in this hour of time. In fact, that's why I named Anna. Did you know that?
Hey, Justin. Hey, I'm on a podcast. I'm recording right now. So let me call you back. Okay. See you later. So
you could have also just declined the call.
No, but I hate that because
about declined. Pastor Alan Hawes just declined and then requested $100.
I this should be a trend. Thank you, everybody who has done that. You should follow suit with what me and Pastor Alan have done.
But so it's an exciting time to be
alive.
It's an exciting time.
And it's something that you should feel, you should be geared up for. Because yes, it's grossly dark out in the world, but that's why we're here. That's why God hand chose you to be here. And we're about to usher in the greatest move of God that this nation and this world has ever been a part of. And we get to be a part of that. Like, just make no mistake about it. You are going to be a participator or an eyewitness of the return of Jesus Christ when the church is raptured. There's no mistake about it. I am 35 years old, and I was going to say 38. I'm 35 years old, and I know that I will see that for myself. I will be a participator of the rapture of Jesus Christ. Every fulfillment has already been made. And in fact, if 1948, the youngest person would have been one, how, and it's 120 years for a generation, right? That's how much like somebody as old as somebody can be. Mm-hmm. So how old will I be? Maximum amount of time given to me. She just stubbed her toe. Rightfully deserved. Yeah. That thing went straight. It seemed like it went straight to your skull.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's fine.
What was the question again? Because
I'm just doing the math here.
I can't believe my toe has a heartbeat.
Okay. So let's, por ejemplo, just so that everybody knows, and I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to motivate you that you should feel excited about being alive. And for those of you that maybe have just kind of like dropped the will to live, because there's lots of people that are listening to me that maybe you're confined to a bed. You've got sickness and disease on your life. And it just seems like it's this struggle that is unrelenting. You just want to give up. You've got that mental fatigue on the inside of you where you think, I just cannot anymore. I'm saying stay on the scene, boo. Stay on the scene and fight for that. Or not even fight because it's yours. But you do. There's a fight. It's the fight of faith. So if you just bear with the Lord, just a handful of years. You requested $100?
No, not yet. I'm going to. I'm declining it if you can read.
So anyway, so if somebody was born in 1948, and we know that the Bible says, he's prophesied, that this generation shall not pass from the scene without the return of Jesus Christ. The oldest person, if they were born in 1948, is 71 years old. Okay? 71 years old today. So we only got about 40 something years, and you know, and you know that 10 years goes by like this. I'm 35. I'm almost 40 years old, and it's gone by like this. So another 40, I'll be hold on. Okay. It would be technically 49 years. Okay. That's the maximum amount of time, because a person can only live. So that generation can only live to 120 years of age. Okay. So I'm 35. I can be 80 years old, 84 to be exact, but you know, it's not, it ain't going to happen that slow. So we're on limited time is what I'm saying. Because he really can come back any time now, but he's waiting so that more people can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why you're on the scene. That's why I'm on the scene. And that's why we made this Mighty Series website. We've made it a resource center, if you will, for parents that want to talk about the word, parents that have questions about raising their children, about real topics, real concerns. And we're going to be posting on those things weekly. And a fresh announcement is that we have a 24-hour radio that we are, I mean, there's so many things that we want to do. I was about to announce something else, but I'm not going to. Let's start with what we have. So we have a 24-hour radio station for children. So for those of you that are tuning in, that's going to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is visit themightyseries.com. On the upper left hand, there's going to be a little like volume thing. It's a moving graphic. You just click on that thing. It says live. You click on it, you listen to it. And how we've geared it is we've structured it with Bible reading. So you get your dose, your daily dose of the Bible reading. You get the preaching of the word. I have a message for your child. I have a salvation altar call. We have what's called the ABCs of salvation that we go through, why it's important for you to get saved as a child, I'm talking about. We have meditation hour, where if maybe you would just want to mellow out, put that on, and they'll be reciting scriptures with some really like sweet melodies in the back, just kind of like literally meditating on the word of God, training your children to do that, right? So I read earlier today in Deuteronomy 6, I think it's Deuteronomy 6, it's either Deuteronomy 6 or Deuteronomy 9, but I had made mention how important it is for you to meditate on the word day and night. Why? Because the Bible has instructed us so. But unfortunately, there's a lot of us who we can't meditate on it for too long, because there's no deep well when it comes to the word of God. So these are all outlets that are going to help you in this endeavor. To get the word of God and listen to it. So it's really incredibly important. So for those of you that want to purchase, we've already had like a great response for it. We are today, November 4th, and tomorrow, November 5th of 2019. And now listen, if y'all are on the podcast and you come and email me and say, listen, I purchased something today, and you said that I was going to be drawn, put in the drawing or whatever, and it's for today and tomorrow only. So this will expire November 6th, 2019. Just have to say that. So anyway, for those of you that order a book, a t-shirt, we've got all kinds of merchandise. We have hats, we have sweatshirts. If you know what y'all should be purchasing, Mags and Courtney, is a sweatshirt from the Mighty Series. And I bet you it's going to be better quality. And I can tell that Courtney's back there doing the little sound things. So you know what, Courtney? I have the mic. Okay? I have the mic. And yeah, there's posters, there's t-shirts, t-shirts for you, t-shirts for the kids. And our logo is, our the slogan if you will, is called Mighty God, Mighty Me. It's all just unraveling right before your eyes. This is really a labor of love here for the people at Revival Today. We've poured ourselves within these last few months into this to revamp it, to make it, run to its full potential. In fact, Justin Stewart, Tasha, Evelyn Ortiz, Magali, all of the people here at Revival Today, and Mary Bowen and Rick Bowen, they've volunteered their time for this website as well because they believe in it. And I'm just so thankful for the team effort that it's taken to bring this, to make this like a reality. It's a dream come true. It's God's dream come true. Let me tell you what. So, if you purchase a book today, you purchase any kind of merchandise today, November 4th, tomorrow, November 5th, you are going to be placed in a drawing for a $100 gift card because I know that we've got some Christmas shopping going on. I mean, Christmas is everywhere as of November 1st. I don't know. I thought we were doing like Thanksgiving. I thought that a holiday existed. Apparently not. It just goes from Halloween to Christmas. That's it. I don't know, Jeffrey. You got to go in there. I don't know how much it is. So anyway, I just want to encourage you parents out there to get connected. Let this become a resource center for you and your family. We've got awesome things lined up for this. So stay tuned to hear more of it. And if you don't know, my husband is preaching tonight in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. It's called, what's the church called? Harvest Family Church. And that's not in Houston. It's in Cypress, Texas. I don't know why I get those two combined. But yeah, he's going to be there tonight all the way through Friday. So if you are listening to this podcast and you're like, man, he's going to be in Texas, go check him out. Check him out. I had a question here, so I'm going to find it. Thanks, Darla. I've always been a fan of leopard print, to be quite honest. I had a question here, but then I was going to have Magali fill in the dead space, but guess what? She not here. Send me a message on what Mags is doing. And Mags, if you're listening to this, you're irresponsible. Just hold on. I'm going to find it. Do you guys have any questions out there for me? Because I was just going to come on here and do a quick announcement for this. But if you have any questions, holla at your girl. She's trying to hustle for Kanye merch. That's what my sister just wrote. I'm done with you. You're fired. Where is this question? I hate to be that person. No, Rom, you're not the person that's going to ask any kind of questions. I'm not taking any questions from you or Courtney. I hate to say that I have like hundreds and hundreds of people messaging me on Instagram, but that's the fact. That's the fact, Jack. So to find this is really... Okay, so Mary says, do I have any plans to make these resources in app form? My little kiddos can get around that on their own. The answer is yes. So we've been already working on the app, and it's been taking like a few months because it's just been like very glitchy, this company that we've been working for. And then last minute, right before the launch of the website, that's the word that I'm looking for, they merged with another company. So that company now is something that we have to reconfigure all of our information to, because they don't even like when they merged with the company, it's just they like fired everybody from their company and they're continuing on with this like their own. I don't even know what happened. So now we have to go back to the drawing board and literally like revamp and redesign the entire app. But yes, to answer that question, we are getting ready to launch the app here shortly, which is going to have the button for the radio. It's going to have the Bible reading. It's going to have the merch and all that kind of stuff. It's just, it'll be like a nicety that I'm sure your grandkids or whatever will, they will have an easy time figuring out. Yeah, I am too ready for the app. My sister keeps sending me Cash App requests, and I'm going to punch her in the face. Well, I can't find the question, so there's that, guys. Sorry. So if you don't have any questions, I'm just going to end it, because I really don't. I have nothing to say. I've been literally all of my... concentration has been on this app, this website. So it is exciting. You know, Sabina, are the series also going to be available for other countries to ship them out? Is that what you're saying? As of right now, no. Because I know that say if you're from South Africa, the shipping would cost you more than the book itself. So what we're working on is to try to have ebooks so that you could just have a digital download of these books. I know it's not the same, but as for right now, with the shipping costs and all that kind of stuff, that makes better sense because, you know, and with the exchange rate and everything else, it's, you know, it's not such a great thing. But we're going to try to square those things out. Where are you like shipping to? When you say countries, what country? And also we're going to have these books translated in other languages as well. We're in the process of doing that right now. Would I be able to implement these resources in my second grade class at my Christian school? Yes. Yes, you can. I mean, besides the blog, Amanda, I would go for all the other resources, the radio, the books. Yep. So that's it. I don't have anything else. I can't find the question.
What question?
I had a question that I was going to talk about, and I can't find it, and I don't even remember what the topic was.
Oh, I remember the question. Will you donate $25 towards my
no
Kanye West merch?
Negative. No. changing?
The answer should be yes. The answer should be yes. I'm at 150. All right.
Maybe you guys can group your money together and then buy one sweatshirt that you guys
just buy Monday through Wednesday.
And you guys can both squeeze in there and just walk around like Siamese twins.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Thought she was throwing shade.
I think it's ridiculous to pay $250 for. Not that I don't love Kanye. Listen, I'm your biggest fan. How can... Is that the question, Ram? Is that your question? That's a terrible question. So anyway, listen, for your chance to win a $100 gift card, it's a quick little announcement. Order something on the website, themightyseries.com, and make sure to check out the resources, the radio, and the books, okay?
That's really cool.
We are doing the drawing on our Instagram account. Once again, we're doing the drawing for the $100 gift card for anybody who orders anything off of that website.
We're doing the
drawing for the $100 gift card on our Instagram account, which is The Mighty Series Instagram.
Oh, perfect.
Tag, at The Mighty Series. What are you thanking me for? There it is.
Okay, thank you, Paula Garcia. She just donated $1.50. I ain't even going to hate on that. $1.50 goes towards... my Kanye merch. Thank you to Patrick Franz and the Robinsons, and even, that's right, Pastor Luke Brueger. Oh, my Cash App? Oh, wait. Who has my Cash App?
Don't. Stacey, don't waste your time, because she's going to literally put that sweatshirt on every day for the rest of our lives.
Oh, just till the rest of the December. It's dollars. Is that my name? $ Magalis?
Yes.
Is my Cash App $ Magalis?
She doesn't even know her Cash App name. It's fantastic.
Okay, $ Magalis. Magalis. Because there's an original OG.
I'd like to know who gave you money, and then I'm going to request $100 from them as well.
Then no.
For wasting my time, for giving you money.
No.
And it's just, it all just comes back to me. How do you teach your grandchild about the word when her father is a Mormon? And it's a touchy subject between my beliefs and his.
Yeah, that's a great
question. She's with me a lot. And when she's at my home, I do talk to her all the time about the Lord. Well, Nancy, because you're the grandparent, you can only do so much, but you can. See, the fact of the matter is that there's lots of things that people can talk about that doesn't resonate with their spirit. And so like you can talk about Jehovah's Witness, you could talk about the Mormons, you can talk about aliens and the galactic force and, you know, a whole bunch of other different beliefs. But when you talk about Jesus and when you talk about the reality of the Bible, it strikes a chord in somebody's spirit because, you know, spirit calls on to spirit. Deep cries out to deep. And so when you talk about deep things, there's innately the spirit of God working behind what you say to grab hold of that child. So you don't, you know, whether he's a Mormon or not, you know, they believe that we have very much of the same belief. So you might as well go on that boat and say, you know what? Yeah, we do. And this is what I'm going to teach my granddaughter or my grandchild or whoever it is that you're teaching. But the word of God, the more you speak about it, it's like when you ever talk to an unsaved person, you could talk to them about nails. You could talk to them about music. You could talk to them about books. You could talk to them about Buddhism and yoga and different beliefs in that aspect. But the moment you start talking about Jesus, there's this power that comes on the inside. And it's because innately the scriptures even tell us that even you can't deny the power, the existence of the reality of God, because the world is the prescription for that. I'm saying nature is the prescription for that. When you look at the skies, when you look at all creation, you innately know that there's a maker behind what you see. So no one on the day of judgment can escape that. God's going to hold them accountable. He's going to say, I've given you a brilliant mind. Don't you see what's around you? Like this should have, and it does ultimately. And I did a little study on that when I was in Bible school about how people innately know that there is a heaven and a hell, that Jesus Christ really does exist, that God exists, and they don't even know it. And they were these unsaved people at a coffee shop. They were like quoting scriptures from the Word of God about how, well, you can't really deny that there is a God because of what I see when I look up at the sun, when I see the trees, and I'm like, you know, that's a scripture, and I'd show them and it would make them weepy. Like all of that stuff, that's the Spirit of God drawing men. And so it'll work the same for your children. They'll know what's right. They'll know what's real is what I'm saying. Cause anybody can tell a real from the fake.
Can I just add to that a little bit?
No.
Because I'm still taking funds for my Kanye merch, $MegAlice. But 2 Timothy 1:5, I'll read it. It says, having been reminded of the sincere faith that is in you, which lived first in your grandmother
Lois.
Oh,
I thought you were actually going to like put scripture for people to aid in your Kanye
West
thing.
No, I'm not that irreverent. Having been reminded of the sincere faith that is in you, which lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded in you also. That was Paul writing to Timothy. And there's not a mention of a father figure, but there is a mention of a godly mother and a godly grandmother.
Oh, that's
good. Isn't that good?
That's good.
So don't get, all you can do is just sow that seed and just have full confidence that the Lord is doing a work in that child.
Yeah, there's been lots of times, and by a lot, I mean a lot of times throughout the 13 years of our ministry that Jonathan has called a man out in prison or someone freshly out of prison or somebody that's just completely backslidden but somehow like made it onto a Festival of Life ground or had been invited to a church service where he said, somebody in your family was praying for you. Yeah. Was it a grandmother? And they just begin to weep uncontrollably because they know like she was the real deal.
Yeah.
And so all you can do as a grandparent when it comes to those certain instances is to stand your ground as a believer, declare the word of God over them and pray. Pray, fast, and continue because, you know, unfortunately you're out of the line of authority, but not so much where it's that's still your kin.
Yeah.
That's still your blood.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still, you know what I mean? It's not to just be like, well, the responsibility. No, you do what you can to hold it down.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if you have them reading these books, whatever books, reading the word of God, taking time to make this a reality, you know.
Yeah. And resting in knowing that you serve Almighty God.
Well. So anyway,
that's it. See, Stacey even says, I'm here because of a praying grandmother. I bet that's the case for so many others.
Mm.
So take heart.
So it's not a lost
cause.
It's
not a lost at all.
It isn't. And believe for him to come to know the Lord. Believe for the parents to serve Jesus. What was that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Okay. I think there's an animal here. Oh, okay. Never mind. So anyway, thank you for getting the books. Nancy says she's got 2 out of the 3. Thank you. I hope you're enjoying them. So they all have like a different kind of vibe to them. Obviously, they're different Bible stories. But for Esther, it's a lot more lengthy. It's not just like a cutesy, you know, quick read. Because the book of Esther is not a quick read. Right? It's a whole book of the Bible.
We couldn't condense that.
I couldn't
because
condense
the whole
it
point
is not to make it politically correct. So it was either it's going to be 3 pages of her being in a beauty pageant and winning.
Right.
And then
way
kind of
more
leaving it
to that story.
Totally on the.
Yeah. I mean, she was beautiful.
It's like
yes,
a cliffhanger.
And she
like,
had,
okay, what happened to Vishnu? You know what I mean? Like the lady before she
I
came
know
on the scene.
She
You're not going to be like, oh, so then,
yeah, okay, no. So ultimately, you know, we needed to let everyone know that she saved an entire nation.
Literally.
Okay. So,
but really, as much as it is about the story of Esther, how God used her, it's very involved with Mordecai and Haman. Wouldn't you agree? Most of the story is about the feud between both of them.
100%.
So we couldn't. So this is a lot more of a lot more wordy compared to David and Goliath. This is an easy read. People have memorized this. Children have memorized this book.
It's awesome.
You know what I mean? It's a very easy read. And Confident is somewhere in between, I would say. Easier read than Chosen. So I hope you guys do enjoy it.
The books are available to purchase on Amazon, and that will go global. That's going to be shipping worldwide.
So you can ship worldwide.
Check it out. Yes, on Amazon.
I thought we were getting rid of the Amazon account.
We are going to, because there's third-party vendors that are selling the book, and so we're having some issues there. But you can still get it right on Amazon, and that one's shipping worldwide. So
there it is. So give us a little look-see. Give us a little likey on Instagram.
Yeah.
And a Mighty Series on Facebook. So go out there. Make an impact.
Make an impact.
As for me and my house,
come on.
We shall serve the Lord. I know you said it with me. That's why I was making it slow. But anyway, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow, and we're continuing on this path of how to train your children to be godly men and women of God, and really it being a reflection of who you are in Christ. So thanks for tuning in. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Hey, this is Jonathan Shuttlesworth. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, or if you're listening to my wife's, thank you on her behalf. If you want to be more than just a casual listener and stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to our generation, go to revivaltoday.com and click Give Now and be a part of the 1,000 monthly partners that we're believing for. I have a special gift that I'll send to you today, and I'll say thank you in advance. Until next time, thanks for listening. See you later.